Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Joshua.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. Now, we rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is unexpectedly find out that you look exactly like someone on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, or the President of the United States.
Would it be the current president?
It is the current president of the United States. Now, this is going to date us a little bit, but I will say this was recorded in April of 2017. So that should give you an idea of who the president was.
Was. you're saying by the time this gets released, Donald J. Trump will not be our president?
No, I'm saying by the time somebody listens to this, Donald J. Trump may not be our president.
Okay, fair enough.
Also, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
You never really
fingers
know what will
crossed.
Happen. Okay, so how
questions?
Do you...
So what are I your...
can... I'm sorry, I'm like cutting you off with my questions so you can ask if there are questions. So
no, it's okay. Right. No, that's good.
So I understand not immediately knowing if you are somewhat that you look like this most wanted person, because I don't know what the top 10 most wanted look like. I don't know who is on the FBI's
sure.
list. But how would you not know sure. what the president looks like?
Let's just say either you're real dumb or there's a new president and you're real dumb.
Okay, well, I mean, there is a fairly new president.
There is a fairly new president, but I think you'd have to be pretty fucking dumb not to know that you look like Donald Trump by now. But, you know, then we'll just boil this down to you're at least for this in this case, you're real, real dumb. And so you just like wake up one day and you're like, holy shit. And everybody else realizes it at the same time.
Okay.
Because magic.
And on the FBI side of things, it doesn't really matter which person it is, number 1 through 10.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that you look exactly the same way that you do now, and they just...
But then, you know, but then there's like somebody you. On there. And I'm not... I feel like once you're in the top 10 of FBI's Most Wanted, I don't know, unless it's bragging rights, it doesn't really matter which number you are.
I feel like you want to strive to be number 1 in everything you do.
Including
Kyung, you're
crime.
Number one.
So yeah, so I am just looking like Johnny Depp as Whitey Bulger.
Oh no.
Yes. Right.
In the terrible, terrible movie.
That was not a good movie.
Or
man.
You're a not famous Alec Baldwin who always dresses in a blue suit and a tie that's too long. Isn't that who plays Donald Trump on SNL?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm just like, what, dude?
Oh, my God. Guys, come on.
I thought you were talking about Most Wanted again. So.
No. That's the other side would be you look like Alec Baldwin doing duck face.
So, okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I think this is actually a fairly easy one.
Mm.
Really?
Maybe. You... Okay, I know that in the past I have expressed, what's the word I'm looking for? Not cynicism.
Disdain.
Not disdain. Distrust of authorities.
Oh, distrust.
Yes.
But.
Sure.
But if you look like someone on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, most people in public won't realize you look like someone on the FBI's 10 most wanted list because I don't know what any of the 10 of them look like.
Yeah.
And I assume most people don't.
Yeah.
We are the American public.
Totally true.
And if the FBI were to sweep you up, a just quick look at your activities would tell them, like, oh, this is just a coincidence. He's not the guy.
Yeah.
Right. I think this is going to hurt you the most in like crossing a border or getting on an airplane or any kind of that thing.
That might be the case.
And
my answer to that is, in Trump's America, I don't leave the country because I'm not white. I might not be let back in.
Well, yeah, I mean that's the thing. Like, and as somebody who's on who looks like they're on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, the cost of being recognized is much higher. So the frequency is much lower than looking like Donald Trump, but the cost is much higher. In that, sure, with proper investigation, everything's gonna be fine. But you're probably going to go to jail for a little while, or at least sit in a cell somewhere. You're probably going to have guns pointed at you. Like, if you get recognized as this person that you look like, bad things are going to happen.
You know, I might be changing my mind.
Versus,
because if you can just do a, not even good, just a passable voice of Donald Trump.
Impersonation?
Yeah, you could turn that into a job.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Down to Vegas you go.
I mean, if you can do a passable impression of somebody on the FBI 10 most wanted list, then you might be able to turn that into a job. And then
that job
also
being
get on the 10
in the,
that job being commit crimes.
Just live in a federal penitentiary.
Oh my god.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, none of us are criminal masterminds. We would all go to jail immediately.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree that, like, the amount of times you're recognized are much lower. But, because, yeah, nobody, like, we don't know who's on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean,
Danielle,
I said Whitey Bulger, but he hasn't even been on the list for years.
Years, yeah.
Do you think that if you look just like the president, though, if there was, say, some animosity for the president, like, that could put you at risk as well?
Oh.
Yes, although I don't think anybody is going to think you're actually the president. Like, going through the streets of the city that you live in, going to your grocery store, picking up, I don't know, watermelons, nobody's going to be like, wow, that's really weird. Trump shops at my QFC. Like,
I'm picking up watermelons.
People are kind of dumb.
Yes.
People are super fucking dumb, and you're going to get a lot of people. This is my sense. You're going to get a lot of people coming up and like, "Can I have a picture?" And, "Oh my god, like you look exactly like Donald Trump," or, you know, you might even get people to like yell at you or anything, but I don't think anybody's actually
going to like punch you in
the
face.
Yeah, I don't think
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
I have a new question.
I don't know.
All right.
New question.
How exactly like Donald Trump do I look? Like, does my height change?
Yes.
So I look exactly like I'm changing races.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you like, white
I,
now.
I can't be Asian Donald Trump.
You can't be Asian Donald Trump, unfortunately. No, I don't know if this like factors in, but you look like an old white man.
With tiny, tiny hands.
With just ridiculously tiny hands. Hold on, I'm gonna do a Google search. FBI 10 most wanted list. Cause one thing, you know, as a vain person, I would like to look good.
So
do you want to make sure there's like an
look...
attractive one that you can look like?
Yeah, like, because Donald Trump looks like a fucking piece of shit dumpster fire. And, like, he looks like a 70-year-old man who is a 70-year-old white man. Like,
I'm going to disagree.
He's not an attractive guy.
He's not an attractive guy, but I think he looks pretty good for 70.
I don't know,
okay,
man.
That's,
and
that's
he's,
like,
he's also very active
good.
For a 70-year-old.
Okay, golf, no offense to all those people who play golf, is not an active sport.
No, all the offense to all those people that play golf. But no, he is seriously active for someone that's
70. Taking away rights from minorities is not an active sport either.
I'm just trying to put it out there and just tell the truth on this. He is quite active for a 70-year-old man, I feel like.
Fine. Would I have to take on that bias? Would you have to? No, you can. You're living your life in the same way. So, like, you don't become the president.
Okay, so I don't have the body of a 70-year-old man. Like, I'm not suddenly this more frail person. Like, I have his body, but...
Yes, but you don't actually have his body.
But internally, my organs are 38, not 70, and...
Okay. Yeah.
You got young liver.
Okay, so I'm looking at... this is the list, the FBI Most Wanted list, as of January 26th, 2017. Only some of them have pictures. They're not the best-looking dudes in the world, but they're definitely not like a 70-year-old white man. So, I mean, they got that going for them. Man, half of the three of them have already been captured.
Wow. Are all 10 men?
Yeah.
So Danielle's changing to a man, no matter
what.
Turning
into a man, apparently.
Yeah, you're turning into a man. Yeah, sorry, bro. Now I'm just going to call you bro from now on, because one of them looks kind of like Saddam Hussein, which is interesting.
Coincidence?
Yeah, I wonder.
One of them kind of looks like Robert.
Mistaken for that guy all the time when he was alive.
Oh, right. One of them kind of looks like Robert Redford, like an old Robert Redford.
Robert Redford is old.
Hmm. Well, but not like a young Robert Redford.
I'm sorry, do what
anyway,
now? He looks like an old Robert Redford, not a young Robert Redford. You just said the same thing twice.
I'm confused.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't look like a young Robert Redford. He looks like an older Robert
Redford.
Yeah,
and I'm saying Robert Redford right now is old. So you could just say he looks like Robert Redford.
He looks like Robert Redford.
Oh my God, I fucking hate you guys. Jesus. So there are options, and I'm going to let you pick one of the 10. Like, you can't pick the president because there's only one of them. But there's 10 of these guys. Well, 7 of these guys. So you can pick one of them. So realizing that there are more attractive options and younger people on the 10 FBI Most Wanted list, does that factor in at all?
I mean, are you sure we can't pick on the other side? Trump does really like to delegate. I can't just be Jared Kushner or Steve Bannon.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
Steve Bannon,
I'd almost
really?
Want... I'd almost want to say you could either be Steve Bannon or Mike Pence because they're almost the president, but like, no, I'm going Trump.
I'm gonna say Bannon is more of a dumpster fire in terms of looks than Trump.
I don't know.
Well,
they're
sure.
Both
yeah.
really unattractive, and not
yes,
just because
are.
I don't like them as people, but they're no.
It's like when you're driving down the street and you see like two things of roadkill and you're trying to what you're asking me to do is like which piece of roadkill looks better to eat.
Yeah.
Like I have no way to.
Or like you go in your fridge and you're like, should I eat this moldy bread or this old moldy fucking English muffin? It's the same thing, dude.
It's the same goddamn thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Exactly.
No.
Okay.
Where are you guys? Where
I don't
are you guys
even,
lying?
I don't
Danielle,
even know
Danielle
where
hasn't
I'm
talked much
this.
Yet.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if there was someone at least like somewhat attractive, I guess on the most wanted list, then I would look like them, and then just find a way to clean up my look. You know, like cut mm-hmm. my hair, color it, wear glasses, not wear glasses. I mean, you could probably pretty easily.
Wait, we're allowed to do that?
Yeah, you can. I mean, like, I wear glasses. You can wear glasses. You can change your hairstyle. People are still gonna like you. Still look like the person.
Yeah.
But you can try.
Yeah.
Know?
So I'm guessing
just,
you could do
saying,
that
like,
if you were D
Trump
as well.
If you just like shave your head and just start wearing jeans and t-shirts, the amount you're being recognized goes down dramatically.
Yeah, because people, yes. What do they think of when they see him? His hair and his orange skin. Stop spray tanning, fix your hair, nobody will know who you are.
No, that's a solid point. That's a really solid
However,
point.
However, I'm willing to make a bet that there's somebody on the most wanted list that's more attractive than our president. And so I would choose the most wanted person, and I would find a way to make myself look a little more polished.
I think, yeah.
Or a little
I mean,
less
especially
polished,
given the...
depending on the most wanted.
Right. No, you'd want to go more polished looking at these guys.
Fair enough.
I don't know, Robert Redford, it doesn't look too bad, but...
He's a pretty handsome guy.
Joshua, Joshua, what do you think?
I'm pretty conflicted on this one, quite honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that the... like, I don't go out of the country, so I don't think I would have too much trouble with the FBI one. But on the other side of things, I think you could actually make a decent living for a period of time being a Donald Trump impersonator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the clincher for me is, at the end of the day, I don't want to look like a 70-year-old white man. Like, I'm gonna, you know, assuming I live that long, I'm gonna look like a 70-year-old white man no matter what, and I'm just not looking forward to that. So if I can look not like a 70-year-old white man for as long as possible, that'd be great. And even if I don't know, like, even if that's a, you know, a major problem for me at airports or whatever, like, I don't even like to fly. So great. Now I don't.
Yeah, I
two birds, one stone.
I think you're right. I mean, even though I said strive to be number one at everything you do, honestly, if I look like Donald Trump, I wouldn't go out there and try to book those jobs as an impersonator. I'm fucking lazy. So
that's good that you feel that way.
So yeah, we take the FBI.
So are we all agreed taking the FBI?
No, I'm doing it, man. I'm gonna be the most generic, most wanted.
Sight unseen, I'm picking number four. What does he look like, Chris?
Number four, at least on this list. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. he looks like he is of South American descent, Central or South American descent. Kind of a bigger dude, some scars on his face, mustache.
Tough.
Yeah, no. Dude looks tough. Dude looks tough. If you would have picked number five, that'd be the Robert Redford lookalike. Uh-huh. I mean, the old Robert Redford, not the young Robert Redford.
Oh my God.
Well, I picked four. I tend to have an affinity for the
you
number
did.
Four.
Yeah, that's his lucky number.
I don't really believe
so
in
we're
that,
all agreed.
But okay.
Yeah, we gonna be the most wanted.
Well, I'll be God. The fourth most wanted, so.
Yeah, I'll be, you know, whoever.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed looking like the president or looking like a criminal on the FBI's most
a
wanted
smooth
list.
Criminal.
Which would you choose? You can email us at TRTpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at TORTpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends, and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.